This afternoon is Jackie Lyle here to talk about National Dance Day. And I bet there are a lot of people who don't know that there's a National Dance Day.
Well, I actually didn't know either. I found out by accident. You know, right now I'm working with the Apollo Theater to launch a new dance production here in October that's called James Brown Get on the Good Foot, a dance celebration. Mm-hmm. And I was actually in a meeting about that project with Grace Hamilton and our intern, Brittany Bowie, and just sort of Googling around, said,
It's
July
27th
is National Dance Day. And we just all looked at each other and said, we should do something. So we're doing something.
Apparently there are a lot of other people who feel like that too. And kind of everywhere, people are sort of spontaneously doing things.
Around the world, there are things going on July 27th. And here, you know, I posted something on my Facebook page, a lot of people responded. And so within the group of people who've responded are some professional dancers. So I know they're coming prepared to dance. In their style, we have a classical Indian dancer. We have some belly dancers who I know are coming. We have a couple of Zydeco dancers who said that they were going to come. And there's an urban dance group that said it's going to come and show off. And I know we have somebody who wants to lead a line dance. And then on the National Dance Day website, which is found at dizzyfeetfoundation.org/National Dance Day, there are two videos. One is a hip-hop video, which for someone like me is challenging. For other people, it's not. And then there's one called Everybody Dance, which is very simple. I haven't quite taught my little puppies how to do it, but it's
but you've mastered it.
I've gotten it down pat. So we'll do that, and then we kind of think that we want to have a Soul Train line to the song Dancing in the Streets. And that's kind of what we think we're going to do.
So it sounds kind of like, you know, on the internet, there are those flash mob things where people just kind of like show up and start doing things.
I would say it's just an organized flash mob. We don't have food trucks or anything. There's nothing to buy.
No amenities. No.
There's nothing to buy. We will have some water that's been donated to us and some energy drinks that have come our way, and we're thankful to, you know, the two companies who did that. But we don't really necessarily have enough for everybody, so everyone is encouraged to come. You can dance or you cannot dance. You will certainly see some interesting stuff and have a good time. And then there's always the downtown restaurants and the gelato bar, Carpe Diem, that's open. Borden's is open, you know, so it's a family event. Hopefully the dancing fountains will be dancing in Park Sanssouci.
So this is really celebrating all kinds of dance. It's not, even though you mentioned there's like a hip hop video you can learn, it's just to celebrate all forms of movement and dance.
Well, dance is a part of every culture. When some people think of dance, they think about ballet. But if you are from India, you don't think necessarily about tutus and pointe shoes. And if you've never been to ballet and somebody talks about going dancing, you maybe think about going to a club. And one of the most interesting things that I've had experienced in my professional life in the performing arts was a dance class in the county jail in Durham, North Carolina, with students from the American Dance Festival that happens there every year. And in that summer, their outreach track was teaching dance in this jail. And part of my investigation of what was going on was to be a part of that. And in it, I realized that dance is a form of human touch in a lot of instances that is neither it has no emotion behind it. It's not punitive. It's not necessarily sexual. And it is just connecting literally hand to hand, arm to arm, hand to shoulder, hand to waist in a way that raises no question. And we were in this jail, and the participants had to commit to the six-week program. They could not show up. And so that was one thing. It's a commitment, and then it's an event that's respect for others. It develops good citizenship, all the things that we say about mm-hmm. performing arts. Mm-hmm. But what was most interesting is that the guards, no pun intended, had their guard down. Some of the guards were dancing with us, and some of them were just leaning against the doorway watching. But you did not have the feeling that you were being guarded, and no one was guarded in mm-hmm. their behavior. And that's what's so beautiful about dance. And never met a dance I didn't like. Although hip-hop doesn't really like me.
Well, and anyone who knows your work as the director of PASA mm-hmm. for so many years knows how committed you were to dance as well, bringing so many different forms of dance to the community. That was
and
important
you know,
to you.
You think about what's in our community, and we have so many different forms of dance. We have modern dancers who live here who have modern dance companies in New York. We have great dance teachers teaching in their own private studios. We have all sorts of dance. Of course, our nightlife is heavily flavored by dance. Our growing Hispanic culture has dance. The Laotian community that's planted in Iberia Parish has its own traditional dance styles. It's all around us. Babies dance spontaneously to beats. Mm-hmm. So It's just a fun thing. And some people, I mean, I'm not the most, like, get out there and dance and steal the spotlight person myself, but I love to watch it. And so on Saturday, anybody who feels like they just want to be in that fun mm-hmm. sort of moving environment can come out. It's at 6 o'clock in Parc Sanssouci.
6 o'clock in the evening. You're not going to start.
No. No, we've had enough of those this week.
Yeah.
No, 6 p.m.
It should be a little cooler.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping that the cloud cover comes in and mm-hmm. stays until about 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a hot little event, though.
So a lot of people, anyone can show up. It's, again, very spontaneous who wants to come and what sort of dance group would like to come. But you did mention these two videos that people can practice
right.
on.
Right.
And those are at the National Dance Day website.
Right. Well, Nigel Lithgow, who created So You Think You Can Dance, has this website, dizzyfeetfoundation.org. And on there is the National Dance Day site and the videos. So you can either go to it by dizzyfeetfoundation.org and go to events and click on National Dance Day, or you can do dizzyfeetfoundation.org/National Dance Day and pull them up and practice them. You can practice them as much as you want.
So
with
at some
people
point,
watching, with not, you can get your friends mm-hmm. together to learn it. And like for the everybody dance one, if people learn the first two sections, that's plenty. Because a lot of people
keep
there,
doing it over
yeah,
and over again.
Yeah, and just keep doing it until the song's
right.
done.
So at some point, there will be the specific music that would go with one of those
right.
videos.
People will know what's coming next.
Oh, okay. They won't just be lost out
there. No. It'll be pretty clear. We have we do have a little plan, but as I said, it really is just a spontaneous thing. We have the Facebook page, Lafayette Learns a New Dance. And so if people can go on there and like it and invite their friends to come, if somebody has a question, they can go to my Facebook site and message me. Jackie Lyle is my name, J-A-C-K-I-E-L-Y-L-E. I'm the one who lives in Lafayette. And come out and join us.
Okay, so that Facebook page again is Lafayette Learns a New Dance.
Correct.
All right, Lafayette Learns a New Dance. And you can find out more about National Dance Day. If you have just tuned in, my guest Jackie Lyle is helping with this spontaneous event that will be taking place on Saturday. It's National Dance Day all over, and people will be gathering and doing things, just whatever they like. Kind of centered around, I guess, these two videos. But as you mentioned, mm-hmm. there's so many different styles of dance.
There'll be a lot to see. It'll mm-hmm. be a great hour and 17 and a half minutes probably of fun. And then, mm-hmm. you know, then there's all the fun downtown, many mm-hmm. places to go to dance.
Mm-hmm. But I think you're right. There are a lot of people who would love to dance, just like the children they see mm-hmm. moving around, but they don't often have that just right opportunity. And this sounds like it could be the right opportunity for many people.
Yeah, and it'll be fun. I mean, sometimes all people want to do is tap their foot. Mm-hmm. And when they're dancing, and that's really just great. But, you know, we have a big community of dancers here.
Yeah.
So you
could get lost in that crowd.
Yeah, I'm planning to be on the back row. Somebody will have to fight me for my place.
National Dance Day. And how long has that been going on? Has it just started that recently?
I have no idea. I mean, really, we just had enough time to say, oh, July 27th is National Dance Day.
Let's get some people together.
And what can we do? And I think I posted my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's National Dance Day, July 27th. Anybody want to play?
Yeah. Well, and I can also imagine some great little videos coming out of that day, people taking spontaneous videos and posting them as our offering to National Dance Day.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. in fact, if you're learning the dance and you want to video yourself or your group learning it, there's a place on the dizzyfeetfoundation.org page for National Dance Day where you can upload your videos and people can watch them. So, or you can go and watch and see what other people are doing.
All right. That sounds like something a lot of people would enjoy doing. So you can find out more about that on the Dizzy Feet National Dance Day website. The Lafayette Facebook page, Lafayette Learns a New Dance. So you
Correct.
Can check that out and, you know, put your name up there, like it, and get some updates as the hour gets closer, which will be 6 o'clock this Saturday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that's in 73 hours, 75 hours.
A little more practicing to do, Jackie.
Yeah. I know. I got to go home and put the YouTube video on.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you know, you mentioned just speaking of dance that you're involved in a project to bring mm-hmm. this dance in the fall. Tell us a bit more about that project.
Well, it's an interesting project, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. The Apollo Theater in New York, which, of course, is the theater where we see the TV show Amateur Night at the Apollo, it was looking to launch a new dance project, and they learned about the Live Entertainment Initiative through Louisiana Economic Development and decided to launch it in New Orleans. And they called me to manage it, and I just thought it'd be a better launch here in Lafayette. And once I laid out my case, they agreed. So the piece is a 75-minute long piece that has modern dance, tap, tango, hip-hop, and Indian Katak dance in it. The core ensemble is the dance company Philadanko. Its founder, Joan Meyer Brown, just received a National Medal for the Arts, along with Tony Kushner and Ernest Gaines and Alan Toussaint. The company was here with Vrapasa many years ago, and it's really a tribute to James Brown. Uses a lot of James Brown recordings. The formation of it is sort of looks at the life of James Brown and all of his different roles and the roles of his music. He's a very important part of the civil rights movement. A lot of people don't know that part. And I can only imagine that the artistic director, Otis Salid, who also conceived the Broadway hit show Smokey Joe's Cafe, has conceived an exceptional product. We have exceptional choreographers, including Ron K. Brown, whose dance company Evidence performed here, I think in 2010. Ron is one of the most important young modern dance composers around, could be the most important young. And we have a Vietnamese choreographer named Tang Dao, who will be here. Very excited to see his work. And there's going to be a lot of, for those on campus and also everybody else, the launch is going to start October 7th and run to October 17th when PASA offers the first public show of this piece called James Brown, Get on the Good Foot. And there will be lots of opportunities to learn. There will be a lighting design workshop. There will be a costume design workshop, I believe. There will be lots of movement workshops, some lectures here on campus, and lots of opportunities to meet the dancers, because just like any other athletic team, if you know the players, you enjoy the show more mm-hmm. or you enjoy the game more. So it'll be exciting to have them here. When it leaves here, it goes to New York for the world premiere at the Apollo on October 22nd. In New York at the Apollo, October 26th is Lafayette Night at the Apollo Theater. We are having a big pre-party, a performance, and a post-performance dance party. And then it hits the road to Philadelphia, to Baton Rouge, to Atlanta, and to Los Angeles. So it's pretty fun. Everybody who's a James Brown fan should be there, and certainly everybody who's a dance fan should be there, and certainly anyone who values the opportunity for our community to launch an exceptional, nationally recognized project should be there to support it.
We'll see it before New York.
We will see it before New York. We'll see it before anybody. Yeah. So it's exciting.
Well, as I said earlier, I think anyone can see your enthusiasm and commitment to dance and the whole world of dance, and for so many years brought great organizations here to Lafayette and have continued to do so. So I think this is a wonderful preview to dance, the wonderful dance you're talking about, to celebrate dance in all forms this Saturday for National Dance Day.
Yes.
Again, a big party for just anybody who wants to come and dance. You can learn those steps by going to the Dizzy Feet Foundation website right. and looking at the videos.
And anyone who stays at home will make our party smaller.
Well, it looks like it will be good weather and maybe a little cloud cover, as you said, to make it a little cooler.
Can only hope.
That's right. We can only hope. National Dance Day, July 27th, and we're celebrating it here in Lafayette. And, of course, for anyone who wants to come and join that celebration, starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Correct. And, again, anybody who has a question or wants to know more about how to be a part of it, just go to my Facebook page, Jackie Lyle, and send me a message.
All right. Thanks so much, Jackie, for your continued enthusiasm for dance and for having the party.
Well, thanks for being interested in it. It's going to be fun.